Hi and welcome to ICT UCAN. Today I have a presentation that's on the go in the time for online conference that's being run in New Zealand by the core education people in the ICTPD network. And as part of that presentation, I was asked a question about podcasting by Sarah, one of the administrators of the site. And Sarah posted her question as an audio file to have a go. So I thought it would be interesting to post her question here on my podcast site with my answer. So here is a question from Sarah O'Sullivan from Core Education.
Hi Jane, Sarah O'Sullivan here. I just thought I'd have a go at recording my comment or question for you in audio rather than typing. My fingers are getting a bit sore from getting all the conference website material up. I just have a question. I've been playing around, playing is definitely the word, with podcasting with my son. We've just been recording a couple of informal talks about, you know, things he's been doing during the day or things he did at school. And I'm just interested to see that a lot of the podcasts that are out there with students are perhaps more formal or scripted recordings where they've kind of, I guess, planned and written what they're going to written what they're going to say first. I'm just wondering, do you think there is a difference in these two methods of podcasting in terms of the learning outcomes for students? Do you think that both ways of podcasting would still produce the same benefits for students' oral language skills, or would they actually have results or improvements in quite different areas? I've just noticed doing this recording that you really have to think fast on your feet to produce a clear and effective oral message when it is unscripted. I'm fumbling all over the place. And in fact, what I am saying now is actually scripted, because I feel a lot safer and sure of myself now that I have written this. I'm inclined to think that the unscripted recordings, once kids listen to themselves and review, are really going to create leaps and bounds in their oral communication skills. What do you or others think? And by the way, if you want to have a go at doing a recording like this, I have attached a guide in my posting which explains how to upload audio to the forum. Thanks a lot, everyone, and hope to be talking to you soon. Bye.
Hi, Sarah. What an interesting question. I know that in my own podcasting, I do some podcasts that are off the cuff, and they aren't really half as engaging as the ones that I script. But then the ones that I script don't have the same sort of personality attached to them. They're not as personal. I was doing some reading for my research, and an author by the name of B. Street was talking about the difference between oral language and written language, and saying that oral language it serves a different function because you are talking to one specific person. Oh, that was very Catherine Kim. One specific person. And, unscripted completely, you get lost. Where was I? Anyway, oral language is for one person, and within midstream you can change what you're saying and adjust what you're doing according to who you're interacting with and things like that, whereas writing has the effect of distancing the speaker from the hearer. So what you say doesn't need to be suited to the requirements of the listener because the listener is absent. And so the interpersonal or social functions of language can more or less be held constant when you're writing. But I would like to say that podcasting gives you the ability to treat oral language more like a written form, because as you were saying, you can edit and revise your work. And this is where podcasting, or using audio, it doesn't have to be on the internet, just using an audio recording device with your children is so powerful, because they get to edit their presentations. Normally we stand them up in front of the class and they deliver a speech and that's the end of it. They might get a little feedback, but they don't get the chance to work on that feedback. By the time they get to do their next presentation, if you've got a class of 25 or more, then the goals they set or the feedback they got is way past its use-by date. So with podcasting, they can get immediate feedback and go and make immediate revisions, which will then embed themselves. So the power of using audio with your students is that it gives it more of a writing-like function, and it gives a middle step that wasn't available before. Students can now revise and edit and play with their language in ways that was not possible before having audio. Another great thing is that it removes the immediate listener. And why that's good is that students will take more risks. There aren't people standing in front of them. They're going to take risks with their vocab. They're going to take risks with their expressions and their volume and their pace and their tone and all of those things, because they've got time to stop and listen and go back, cut out bits they don't like, and to build a message for the most impact possible. So I really love using audio with students because it adds that new dimension that wasn't so simple to use before, and it is powerful because it gets the metacognition going, the thinking about learning. Students are thinking about the way they're using language. They're listening to the ways that they're articulating words. They're listening to the actual words that they're choosing to get their message across, and seeing that maybe they don't vary their vocabulary that much. How, before this technology, did we get that message across to our students? Whoops, I see I've been rabbiting on for 4 minutes already. That's another good thing about podcasting. Or gathering your audio data, you can see how long you're talking for. I hope that answered your question. I think that both ways of podcasting that you mentioned are just as important as each other. Having off-the-cuff reflections from students to gather their learning at a point in time is really valuable. Having really good scripted work is really valuable as well. And also you've got your juniors who can't do scripting work, but man, when you listen to those kindergarten kids retelling stories, it is brilliant. Okay, thank you. Bye.